Welcome back to another episode of the best podcast in the world, Podding on the Spot. Huh. It's your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will. You almost threw me off with that bullshit-ass intro. That dude right there. What's the rating?
You know, gotta spice it up a little bit. Put a little bit of sriracha.
Sriracha?
Yes, yeah, a little sriracha.
You know, that shit tastes horrible.
I don't eat hot sauce like that, so I don't know.
That shit's horrible, dog.
But I heard, have you seen the new commercial with Eli Manning? You talking about Red Hot?
Is that the one when he cussed?
Yeah, he talking about put that shit on everything.
That was Eli Manning?
That was Eli.
I saw that. I didn't even think that. I was like, hold on. It was funny. I was like, hold on. But that's Eli Manning.
That's Eli.
Wow. Okay. I put that shit on everything.
That jug had me dying. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Eli out here cussing?
Okay. He is from Louisiana, right?
Yeah. You know, put that shit on everything. Him and his red hot.
You know, that boy ain't touched hot sauce in his whole life. That's what be killing me about that. Like when Shannon Sharp be putting the Hennessy and the cigars and all that on his.
Yeah.
You know that. Look at his body. That boy ain't touching none of that poison.
Oh, no, because he do be nipping.
I guarantee that's apple juice, Doc. That boy ain't
nipping.
You think
so? Yeah. You don't think he drinking no Hennessy?
Hell no. He probably giving them bottles away, Doc.
You don't think he smoking no blacks?
No, he ain't smoking no blacks. I think that's a gimmick, Doc. Look at him. At him.
Oh, no. He from Savannah, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. But look at him. Look at his brother still. His brother still look good. But you don't look like that.
You can partake in that stuff and still, you know,
you can partake
take care
and
of
play
your body.
Like you doing that. Nah,
you can still
come
take
on,
care of your
dog.
Body.
That dude come is on, too. Man. Come on, he's chiseled, dog.
Yeah, he is.
Look at his teeth and all that. That dude do not smoke or drink, dog.
Yes, well, I mean, you
which
know,
is
he,
a good
he
thing.
Is, he is rich, so he probably got some porcelain teeth. You know,
yeah,
that he can just wipe off, you know, just wipe stains off. You know, they don't even brush their teeth.
Yeah,
they get up in the morning and they just wipe their teeth off and brush their tongue. That's about the only thing.
You have to floss, don't you?
Yeah, you still got to floss.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's that rich people shit. We don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I still got real teeth in my mouth. So
yeah, we got the problem teeth, man. I got some cracklings over there that I'm still debating on eating because, you know, something might pop off. Like,
exactly.
Like, you don't know.
You put it in your mouth and crunch and I'll pop a piece of tooth like, what the hell is this?
Oh, and I need a root canal and another bridge.
Shoot, I need that right now because my gums are trying to run away from my damn teeth.
Goodness. You know they got like a mouthwash for that, right?
It ain't gonna help.
Never mind. You said your gums.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about just like infected gums.
No,
bad.
No, my gum is running away from my teeth.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, they receding.
Yeah,
so I gotta go get
that?
Some. They gotta. So you know how they put the fillings in your teeth?
Uh-huh.
They gotta put that on the side of my teeth where is the space is.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're going to be looking like Crypt Keeper by the mouth in a little bit, huh?
If I don't get it fixed, yeah.
Because your teeth are long.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually pretty long.
Yeah.
If you really... Jesus Christ.
All right.
Tears from the crypt.
Hey, remember that nigga used to work at Walmart?
Man, don't talk about that dude.
He looked like
that man probably been dead for 20 years now, dog. I ain't gonna never forget.
He was sitting like on the Crypt Keeper.
He was sitting on a little stool. I'm like, why they got this man up here like that, dude?
He had the white hair and everything.
Yeah.
Bald on the top, just a little scraggly hair coming off the side.
Oh, that's horrible, dog. I
had the skinny face. Like, my man looked just like the Crypt Keeper.
Jesus Christ, he'd be sitting at the door. Not paying attention to nothing.
Tears from the crypt.
That man probably been dead 20 years now, dog.
He probably has.
Jesus.
God rest his soul, because he probably ain't alive.
Look at you talking about.
It was funny, though. Back in the day, it used to be funny walking in the store and just see him sitting there in that seat. Look at the Crypt Keeper over there chilling. All he need is a throne. That's it.
That's what Walmart had. People greeters. Official old people's people greeters. Start getting knocked over,
people
slapped
greeters.
Up.
You know what? That's that people greeters is AKA for first line of defense to get knocked out by anybody stealing in the store.
Yeah, that's what happened when Walmart started getting the technology and more expensive stuff. Then they start getting roughed up there. Sir, I need to see your receipt. Two piece. Oh, he two piece. He ain't waking up.
Somebody help Mr. Jones. Yeah. They done knocked him over out of his seat. He just wanted to see a receipt.
Jesus Christ. He even died up there over a damn DVD.
Oh, my God. I remember this one time I was coming out of the Walmart on the west side, the one right on Lake Mead. Mm-hmm. Man, just as I was coming up, these two females was running out the store. They was running out. Didn't even wait for the doors to open up. They ran through the doors. Mm. Doors came off the track. Mm. I was like, damn, I didn't even know the doors broke away like that.
Yeah, they broke away. What they have?
I don't even know what they had. They went flying by me so fast. I hopped out the way. Like, y'all ain't finna run me over. Mm-mm. I ain't got time for this. I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting knocked over. I'm not finna trip nobody. Mm-mm. This ain't my merchandise. I don't care. It ain't my store. I ain't losing no money. Walmart can replace it.
Well, that's what they need to teach all the employees. A lot of people take that surprise. Like, I gotta stop them. And it was stopping them and getting fired.
Shoot, cold. What was the code that they had back in the day? Code 500?
Code 500. Everybody rushed to one area. They stopped doing that too.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers start rushing the area. Motherfuckers pulling guns. Like, oh, Lord. Code 500 turned to a Cole Brown.
It was that somebody got killed.
Oh, gun. Oh, like, hold on. So Cole Brown get called now. What are we supposed to do? Hit the exit or...
Run and duck. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Somebody got a gun. Mm. They trying to shoot somebody.
You know what I mean? I worked for Walmart for a few years, so yeah. It was all kind of stupid-ass codes. And I remember the whole, if the person spit on you, just walk away.
No, I'm sorry. The person spit on me. I'm going to be doing some walking, dancing all over their ass.
Yeah, and that's how people was getting lawsuits. It was a family in Missouri that was walking into Walmart, spitting on people, and getting beat up. And they was particularly going to black people because they knew that disrespect, you know, going to spit a look in somebody's face, they knew they was going to beat up. That one family got like $7 million. Out of Walmart.
I hope they caught on to that crap.
They did, but they just told us, if somebody spit on you, just go and call a manager and report it.
What that's going to do? What is that going to do? It's not going to reverse the spit and put it back in their mouth?
Bruh, if you somebody spit in your face, dog, it's going to get in your mouth.
Hold on, let me go call my manager. Steve, the guy up here just spit in my mouth and it tastes like bear. What am I supposed to do?
You're just supposed to wipe it off.
Man, I'm tapping your ass.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You spit. Oh, that is so disrespectful.
Yeah, that's probably the worst thing.
That is so disrespectful.
That's right there in the same ranking as somebody touching your mama, like hitting your mama. Yeah. Like, that's like 1-2 or 2-1 or how the hell you want to put
it. I'm blacking out.
Yeah, you're getting hurt, dog. That's all I can say. You spit on me, you're getting hurt.
Let's go ahead and, did Jimmy get his hair cut? Okay, let's make sure he got his hair cut. Make sure he got him a nice suit.
Yeah,
because he's about to get buried.
In the grave, dog.
He about to get buried.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, go ahead and bomb that nigga like that because he's going to die, nigga. Fuck that shit.
It's going to be the last trip that Jimmy make to Walmart.
Yeah, I can't think nothing other like disrespectful wise. Somebody touching my mama.
Or touching, and in my case, touching my dog.
Kids, or yeah. I had to snap, dog. Ooh. I had to snap.
Ooh, wait.
That's snap. I'm sorry. You don't spit on nobody, though.
I'd be looking at people strange if they just brush up against my kids.
Yeah, for
like, even by accident, I'm looking at them. You going to say excuse me?
You better like, say
you just,
something.
You just going to keep walking.
You better say something.
You better acknowledge the fact that you just brushed up against my child.
You better say something, because it's going to go left.
It's going to be some furniture moving off of him.
As Brandon Mack said, next time I see that motherfucker, some furniture moving.
Some furniture moving. Shoot.
Oh, man.
Bust your head to the white meat.
White meat.
I don't play them games.
Yeah.
Not at all. But anyway. So, this weekend, we had a blockbuster trade go on in the National Foosball League.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford gets traded to the L.A. Rams. For Jared Goff. You know, as a football fan, I'm actually excited to see how this turns out.
I'm not.
I'm just saying that as a football fan. You're not excited because he's in my y'all division.
Yeah.
And y'all gonna have to deal with him.
Yeah.
But as a football fan, I'm kind of excited to see how it's gonna turn out for the simple fact that Matt Stafford has never really had the talent around him that he is now going to have in freaking L.A.
Right.
Granted, he did have one of the best receivers in the game, Calvin Johnson.
Not enough.
That wasn't enough because he never had an offensive line. Right. Never had an offensive line.
Right. Didn't have a running back.
Never had a running back. The best running back that he had his time up in freaking Detroit was LeGarrette Blount. And that was for what, one season? Maybe two seasons? And that was LeGarrette Blount on the downside of his career.
That wasn't
prime LeGarrette Blount.
AP was up there for a second too, right?
I think AP was up there for one season too. Yeah. But that's AP on the backside of his career. That's not prime AP.
Yeah, he never had a real running game. I don't think he had a 1,000-yard rusher ever.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I know he had Reggie Bush for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But he never was a...
But that was the downside of Reggie Bush because he had been hurt.
Reggie Bush never been anything.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. Reggie Bush was never the same after he took that one hit from the Eagles. Oh,
what's that dude's name? I forgot who it was, but
God.
Dude caught him on the blind side. He didn't see it coming, and he was on his knees
crawling,
and it was over.
All you needed to do was walk up, put a collar on him and a leash.
Yeah,
because he was out there looking like a dog.
A collar, leash, and the sonic rings coming out of him. Dog, that would have been perfect. That's exactly what happened to him, dog. Knocked that Adidas money right out of him. Didn't he?
My God, that nigga was sick.
Yeah,
and he was never the same after that.
You know, he sued the Lions too, because something with the sideline. Yeah, remember he slipped to hurt himself.
Yeah,
yeah, he actually won. They actually gave him some money for that.
Yeah, but going back to this trade, so they gave up 2 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick, and of course Jared Goff. Lions did
2 first-round picks. Remember what I told you? They don't care about the 1st-round picks because they draft so well.
This is going to be their 7th straight year without a 1st-round pick.
Right. Right. Golf was that was the only 1st-round pick they had. Golf. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Look how he turned out. And what did I tell you about Goff? I told you that year they went to the Super Bowl, I told you he was a fraud.
Yeah.
Because for the simple fact that they used to
Sean
be able
McVay.
To call plays all the way up until the freaking ball was hiked, his coach could talk to him in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
Once they switched that rule up and they could only talk up to 15 seconds, the true trash. Goff came out.
Yeah, turned to trash.
He came out.
Wow, that's crazy.
That just goes to show you how good of a coach Sean McVay actually is.
Yeah, because like I told you earlier, he coached up Kirk Cousins and got him 100 and what?
Got him...
guaranteed, fully guaranteed.
Was it an $80 million contract fully guaranteed?
No, it was a little bit more than that. It was like 98.
Okay.
Fully guaranteed. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
That was the first
NFL.
Fully guaranteed contract in the NFL.
Yeah.
And look at Kirk Cousins. He's trash. He's trash. Jesus I said Christ. It when he was in Washington. Trash.
What's his quote?
How you like that?
Yeah, like that. Well, that's your agent should be saying that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How you like that? We got over on y'all.
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna never be shit. Y'all paid him. Y'all can't move this contract. You know that, right?
Exactly. Because it's only guaranteed.
Y'all gotta stick with me. I ain't shit. I'm a hefty bag in a jersey, dog. Jesus Christ.
Fully guaranteed.
Well, he did target that rookie.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, he
that was his boy. Best player.
Yeah, he got that boy. Well, he had a running game, too.
Yeah,
true. He did have a running game.
True.
So.
True.
And he has a solid defense.
True.
And why y'all not making the playoffs?
And a decent offensive line.
And a decent coach. Why y'all not making the playoffs?
Let's see. We're a quarterback away.
Yeah,
that's
I know, right? Y'all should just sign old boy. Chase Keenum, right?
Case Keenum,
yeah. Yeah, so just kept him. At least he got y'all to the goddamn game, even though, you know.
Even though the real Case Keenum came out after that, you know.
No, they didn't give him a chance. They moved on.
Was it?
Yeah, they moved on. He went to Denver, and, you know, that's when Denver, you know, John Elway was bringing all the damn quarterbacks in. They were just trash from Brock to Paxton to everything down there. They finally got somebody now.
Didn't he have whatchamacallit down there, too?
Who?
Flacco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's over for him, too.
And now Flacco was with the backup in New York.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to last.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. I have a feeling he's going to retire in the next year or so.
He's probably going to retire right now.
Because, his career ain't been the same ever since.
He broke his neck.
Yeah.
Did he break his neck?
I think it was collarbone or something
collarbone
like that.
When he put up the No.
That was a concussion.
That was a concussion when he ordered the drink.
Yeah, when he was on the ground ordering the drink. Hey!
He got hit so hard, the coach tried to come out there and fight the dude. That man had a finger in the air like, hey, give me one more down here. Slide it down.
Come on, Joe. I need one more for the road.
Yeah, for real.
I'm ready.
My palate is ready to drink me a nice beer.
Had Flacco on the ground putting up the church finger.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's one thing about NFL. Some of these kids be so notorious. And it's just the aftermath. Afterward, you're like, what is this man doing? He put his finger out to order another hit.
Like, is he at the bar or at the game? Man. What's going on here?
But anyways.
So I think... Here's my prediction for next season with the Rams. I think they will win y'all division. But I'm going to come back and say something a little bit later about that. But I think they will win y'all division if you guys don't get another quarterback. Because you guys are literally a quarterback away as well. If you guys don't get another quarterback, the Rams will win y'all division.
See, the problem is what you're saying there. Is we have such a great record when the motherfucker plays. When he's on the field and he's doing what he's doing, we have a great record. And when he's not playing, then that's when we suck.
When he's not playing and when he's playing like...
Dude, it's been games that he don't even throw over 12 times and we still win, bro.
Like trash.
He doesn't throw over 12 times sometimes, dog.
Yeah, y'all are a quarterback away, though.
Yeah, we are.
Are quarterback but away.
But the thing is, the quarterback's unlimited. Who can we go get?
Honestly, I think y'all should get Deshaun.
He's not coming to San Fran.
You never know.
He's not coming to San Fran.
I know they're not going to make a trade for him, but...
He just signed a deal with Houston. He's, like, 5 years in. Like, he's not coming to San Fran.
Let's just play devil's advocate.
Let's say y'all didn't
make a trade for him.
Yeah, we'll be number one in
the
division.
You guys are winning the division.
Yeah, we'll be number one in the division.
I mean, honestly, if you guys were to make a trade for Deshaun Watson, y'all division would be Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Deshaun Watson,
and
Kyler Murray. That's a nice little competitive division right there. Because Kyler Murray, another year under Cliff Kingsbury. Russell Wilson, if they can ever get that man a damn offensive line, that's what they need to focus on this offseason. Getting Russell some protection.
They need to get a second receiver, too.
Yeah.
You can't just force that shit to DK all the time.
Yeah, true.
Because DK, you know, he can wear it out.
I mean, they do have a tight end because Disley is good. Mm-hmm. He's good. But like you said, they do have to get a second receiver because the one that they do have.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, Jesus.
He's been there for a while.
Number 8, I think it's 82.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I can't think of his name either.
He's
okay, but he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, he disappears too.
He can't stay healthy. If he could stay healthy, they'd be cool.
Right.
But like I said, they also got to give Russell some protection.
They can't afford it.
They got to get that man some protection.
They can't afford it.
If you give Russell some time, Russ will cook a defense alive.
But you know what? I think he's better moving around.
He is.
Yeah, because he's so small and he can't, you know, only person that's under 6 feet that can actually throw out the pocket is Drew Brees, and that's no more.
Yeah.
Like, that's all strength
is gone.
Yeah, it's done. So he was the only one that can actually do it.
Yeah.
So, but Russ, he can move it around, he can kill you.
But he will, but I mean, you don't always want him moving, though. Sometimes you want him to throw from the pocket.
Well, yeah, they got to start working on that because he's getting older.
Yeah.
So.
He's not going to be able to, you know, move and throw like he's been doing, as you saw this season.
Right.
That man needs some help. He needs an offensive line.
Yeah, but I don't see Deshaun. I see Deshaun going to the Jets.
That's where he wants to go.
Yeah, he wants. I think he wants to just be marketed. New York City. He can just become the $1 billion quarterback, and he got a new head coach up there, which is our defensive coordinator, Robert Shiller. Oh my God, I can't believe we're fucking like that. Well, he had to go.
Yeah, y'all wasn't gonna be able to keep him for that long.
Because he's supposed to have left last year. You know, he had a few interviews, but we went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's what stops a lot of this shit. Like, you can't go interview when you're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So he would have had a job last year. But, yeah, he's going to New York. He's not coming to 49ers.
So let's play a little game. Because there's a lot of moving pieces that can happen this year. A lot of quarterbacks that can wind up in different places this year. So let's just play a little game. Let's just see, you know, what quarterbacks might end up where. So let's Let's start with Deshaun. Mm. You say that he can go to, you think he's going to New York?
No, he's going to Jets.
So how do you think the Jets will be if they do get Deshaun Watson? Do you think they're just a quarterback away, or do you think they need more?
Oh, no, they need a lot more. But the thing is, with them, they have a lot of draft picks. They have a lot of cap space. Uh-huh. So the coach is getting in there. You know, he's going to make some things happen. A lot of players want to go play for him. So if we have any free agents, he's going to get them. You know, yeah. We're going to get some of the team captains over there. He might even steal some of our top players, like Fred Warner. Like, if they don't want to pay Fred Warner, like, this is the top middle linebacker. Like, he gone. He going to get him over there. He's defensive coordinator. And they got the money to them. So, that happens. But, yeah, I think they'll be – the Bills is the cream.
That's the team to beat in the AFC East right now.
Now, that's the team to beat. Unless Bill Belichick pulls something on his head with a quarterback or something, I can't see them getting back in the – and who's the fourth team? It's the Dolphins. And they don't have no faith in Tua. Like, the team don't have no faith in Tua. So, I don't know what they're going to do down there. But now, if Deshaun go down there, because that's another option, too. Deshaun go there and Tua go to Houston.
But I don't think the Dolphins had the cap space.
Yeah, they paying a lot of cash down there. Yeah, they got a lot of defense money.
They got a whole lot of their money tied up in defense.
Yeah.
Like, the majority of their cap is tied up in defense.
Yeah, because old boy trying to be just like Bill Belichick had the money tied up in defense.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think he'll end up down there in Miami.
Yeah.
So I think New York will probably be his landing spot. Or, like you said, unless Bill can pull something off, because I think they got a lot of cap space.
They always got cap space. Yeah,
they got a hell of cap space. Yeah. They got a few draft picks.
Right. So, unless he can get somebody, you know, I don't know who he can get, but.
Where are they picking at?
They got to be like in the top.
In the top 15. 10, ain't they?
No, I think it's about top 15. It might be top 15. But who, you know, unless he. Cause they say he liked that boy from BYU. That quarterback from BYU, so. And he ain't no first rounder. And they say he liked the dude from. Was it the same place that Carson Wentz came from?
South Dakota State.
Yeah, he liked that boy too, so.
I don't know. I think Carson Wentz might have messed it up for all South Dakota State quarterbacks.
Well, they only played one game, so, you know, you know, they're like, COVID just fucked up everything for them. Carson Wentz is.
I think Carson messed it up for every future South Dakota State Jack.
You can't say that because, you know, it happens all the time.
His old fragile ass.
Yeah, Carson Wentz had the tools. He looked the part and just can't stay healthy.
It's his health and his mental. He's broken mentally.
Well, that's why.
If you look at Carson Wentz, he still has all the tools. He can still be a good quarterback, but the mental aspect of the game is not there right now.
And another
thing, he's broken mentally.
The X factor with these quarterbacks too is Philadelphia. Like, these people are hard as fuck on their players, dog. Like, seriously, like.
You got to have thick skin if you want to play there.
Yeah.
And that's why Jalen Hurts fits so well there.
Right.
Because he has thick skin.
Yeah, he's been through a lot. You know?
He's used to being looked over. He's used to being talked about.
Right.
You know, so.
I don't know about looked over.
Well, he got looked over in Alabama after.
Well, but he still came out as the number one player out of Texas. And they still consider him the greatest Texas player of all time. So, you know, he just couldn't throw the ball down the field. That was the problem. And Tua came in and took that from him. But yeah, I don't think he came from Texas. You know, Texas football is big.
Yeah.
Went to Oklahoma. That was big. Then he went to, he went to Alabama. Went to Oklahoma. Yeah. So he, you know, he can face the fire. Wentz ain't never did that type of shit.
Nah, because he's from small South Dakota State.
Yeah. Where is he from originally?
I have no idea.
California?
Look at that. I don't even know. Yeah. He strike me as a cat that might be from Iowa or Idaho. You know, somewhere like that. That's where he strike me like he from. Idaho or Iowa. One of those two states.
He was born in Rainy, North Carolina.
Okay.
But let's see if that's where he... Let's see. Okay, early years... No. Okay, yeah, he moved to North Dakota with his family at the age of 3. Okay. So, yeah, he's been sheltered. Because out there, he probably is the best person in the state forever.
Ain't nothing in North Dakota.
Exactly.
Nothing. So. Yeah.
Wow, he grew. He's 5'8 in freshman year, and then he grew to 6'5 as a. Wow.
Between his freshman and sophomore year?
Yes.
Damn.
No, actually, freshman 11th grade year.
Damn, still. Talk about a growth spurt.
Yeah, that's a real growth
Good
spurt.
Grief.
That's probably why he's so fragile. You know what he reminded me of? Anthony Davis. Another cat that
grew so fast.
And then can't, every time you see him on, he holding his ankle or holding his back. Like, what's wrong with this dude? He always twisting something.
grew too fast.
Yeah, went from, what, 6'2 to 5'11.
5'11.
5'11 to 6'11. Shit.
Within like 2 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-mm-mm. But okay, so let's say next quarterback on the move, let's say it's going to be him.
Right.
Where do you think he might end up at?
Carson Wentz. If he go anywhere, it'd probably be the Colts. You know, because that's where the offensive coordinator that he had success with is at. Mm-hmm. And right now, Phillip Rivers retired. So, and Jacoby Brissett ain't going to be the starter. So
yeah, you know they don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, so.
Even though I think he'd be a good fit for them.
Right.
They don't want to give it to him. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
They want somebody else.
Yeah. They do. That sound actually kind of, yeah. I'm with you. I think that. Yeah, be but a
they
good
fired. They fired the coach in Philadelphia, so that was to keep him. I already know why they fired Doug Peterson.
They fired Doug Peterson because Doug Peterson did some stupid shit.
Yeah, but I think he felt he was gonna get fired. I knew he was gonna. He was like yeah,
you can't.
Up out of here.
You can't. For
start.
You can't bench a starter.
Bench him.
Then bench the new starter for somebody just because you feel that he ain't had enough playing time, bruh.
Right.
Are you a head coach or are you a fan,
bruh?
Which one are you?
Both. Like, both, because he felt that heat. He felt that press box staring down on him like shit.
Like I understand you felt for this kid,
but the thing
you
is, if they would have won that last game, they would have made the playoffs, right?
Yes.
If our division was so fucking whack.
If I think
Washington
would have lost, which they didn't.
Right.
So it wouldn't have mattered either way.
Right.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Stupid crap. But yeah, so I think he might be on the move. And like you said, Indianapolis might be the next place for him.
Yeah, because they have nothing. They made it to the playoffs with Phillip Rivers.
Yep.
And he retired. Like, what are y'all going to do next? Y'all got a running game. Y'all got a defense. Y'all got a decent offensive line. Y'all got solid receiving core.
They're a quarterback away as well.
Yeah, and that's tough. Like, what are y'all going to do?
Yep.
Like, what are y'all really going to do? So, yeah, that's the best option. But I don't think he lives in Philadelphia just because they got rid of Doug Peterson. Because NFL is starting to sound like NBA. The players come first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the players come first. Unless you Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I think Bill Belichick lose 10 years in a row and they still won't fire him.
Nah. It'll take the wrath of God for him to get gone. He'll have to die in order for him to leave.
Yeah, you're right about that. So
he going to be like old boy at Penn State.
Oh, Joe Pa.
Old Joe Pa, yeah.
Joe Pa didn't leave until the scandal hit.
And Joe Pa was Joe like, Pa oh, was, you know what? I'm out of here.
Joe Pa was standing at the front door, hair mess. I'm like, hold on, what?
Who was this?
Who is this guy with the glasses on? Is that Joe Pa?
That ain't Joe. Yeah, that's Joe. I've been wearing a wig all these years.
Sandusky got him
what?
Taking his wig off. Real talk, in the last 10 years, Joe Pa wasn't coaching.
He wasn't.
He was just out there as a he was a logo.
He was a mascot.
Yeah, he was a Nitty Lion.
he was the mascot.
Yeah, he was just a recruiting tool. Yeah,
pretty much.
They were like, all right, pretty have much. You met Joe Pa? Roll him in. Roll him in. Hey! Howdy-ho! And then roll him out, Doc. That was it.
He wasn't even talking to the players. He was just, hey, how you doing? Hey. Mom and Dad, okay, good to see you. Gotta go.
Yeah, turn around the wheelchair and roll him out.
Gotta go. See? Legendary Coach Joe Pa. Here you guys go. Come on to Penn State.
That's crazy. He went out horrible, Doc.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, but he should have said something. College football is another beast. You got to report that stuff, especially when you know This man take a shower with kids,
little
huh?
Little boy, man, he up in the shower touching little boys.
Yeah.
That come and up there to go to football camp. He up there going to camp.
Right.
He and, camping
and
in
people,
there.
And people was reporting it. Like, that's coaches crazy. Were reporting it. And they like, hold on now. You know, we got 5 stars coming in, you know. And Sandusky is great. You know he's still receiving his pension? He's getting like $8,000 a month.
How?
In prison, dog.
How?
Because they can't touch your pension after you earn it, no matter what goes on. Jeez. If you're still alive, your heart's still beating, he still gets a pension. He gets like $8,000 a month, doc. Pennsylvania? They have to pay that shit, doc. They have to pay for a child molester that's in prison, which his wife gets the money, and she's living lush. She probably got a new boyfriend.
See, that right there alone should get his pension cut. You are a pedophile. You are a child molester.
Well, those the
your
rule,
pension should be cut.
The rule has to be changed. But he's married to his wife all these years, so she probably was a stay-at-home mother, and you know she probably never worked a day in her life. And how's she supposed to survive? She's supposed to suffer because this nigga consequences. We will say yes in a regular world, but it's not. You know, we live in a different world. The rules are bent for them.
Yeah,
the elites. And he's still trying to appeal to get out. Nigga, it's like 15 kids came up against you. A coach came up and said, he seen you grab a boy from the back and was, you know, masturbating him. He went to Joe Pa and told him. Joe Pa was like, he's a great defensive coordinator. Well, fuck that child, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Sad shit, but that's what happened.
Oh, my God.
Sandusky. That even sound like a rapist.
It do.
Sandusky. Somebody tell me that. Doctor Who? Sandusky? Man, y'all ain't got no Miller or no Smith? Like, come on now. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord. He ain't touching my balls. I know that. Sandusky's here to give you a physical.
Oh, God, no.
Turn your head to the left.
I'm not coughing, no.
Cough, put your tongue out to it. Flick
no.
it.
No.
Flick it.
No.
Put my tongue out and flick. What's going on here? Anyways, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the carousel of quarterbacks that might be on the move.
Let's keep going.
So, do you think that Teddy B might be the starter in Carolina next year?
Lord, that's another one. I want to say yeah, but I have to say no. I don't think they're going to be looking for a quarterback, too.
I think they are, too.
Yeah.
I don't know who could possibly take his place up there, but
it might be somebody that's going to get drafted. Just keep him 100. I think that division, there's no quarterback, because I don't even know Tom Brady might come back next year. He might walk out from
Oh, no, he's coming back. He already said he's coming back. Because he got a 2-year contract, so he said he's going to honor that whole contract.
50 years, 50 million, right?
Yeah. So he's
The only quarterback that's guaranteed next year in that division.
In that division.
Well, actually, they already said they're going to keep the Falcons. What's the name?
Oh, Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, and Jameis Winston.
Is he going to be a starter for the Saints?
I think so. Oh, I think so. They like Taysom Hill.
Yeah, no
but they know Taysom Hill is not a starter quality quarterback.
Yeah, he can't throw it. He's a gimmick.
Yeah.
He got paid off of gimmicks.
Yeah. And plus, all it's going to take is for Drew Brees to give Jameis Winston his blessing, and they're going to be like, okay, we're going to give him a fair shot.
Yeah, because he was he was promoting him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loved him. So,
we're going to give him a fair shot. Let me see. Who else? In our division... In the NFC East, Dak is coming back.
Dak should leave.
Who was Washington's quarterback? Alex Smith. It's not looking too bright for him.
Yeah.
He says he's coming back, but in my honest opinion, I think the man should retire.
Yeah, walk away, dude.
Like, you're literally working with half a leg.
Right.
Or should I say a leg and a half? Seriously, you're working with a leg and a half. Go ahead and retire.
Yeah, you got the money. You got the bread. You made a good amount from the NFL.
Yeah. Good amount.
Makes sense, what, 2005?
Something like that.
2005.
You've made plenty of money. Go ahead and ride off in the sunset, man.
Right.
Your left leg is about to fall off your body.
Right. After they showed the video, did you ever see that video?
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. Dude. Nope. He just didn't look. I mean, he was hobbling, celebrating. with this big ass brace on his whole leg, not just his knee, his whole leg, and he was hobbling. And they were spraying champagne on him, like, "Oh my God, you've been cleared to play." His wife should have been said, "No,
sit your ass down.
I need you here for these goddamn kids."
Exactly. Retire. Yeah. Damn it.
Then your first game, you got fucking what's his name? The D tackle for the Rams. What's his name? Aaron Donald on your back talking about, and he in the press conference talking, "That leg strong as fuck." No, that's not what you want. Aaron Donald would be saying about your leg, Doc. Like, what are you talking
that
about?
That leg held all my weight up.
Yeah, I jumped on his back. Like, yeah. Dude, like, no, this is not good.
If that leg would have buckled, nigga, your life. Oh,
yeah, it'd been all dogs go to heaven, nigga. Yeah. Charlie, like, oh my God, he died on the field. He almost died 2 years ago now. Charlie, come to the light. Like, that's what it'd been. All dogs go to heaven, all over again. Washington, bruh. Like, oh my God. What are you doing, Doc?
Oh, God.
I love him, Doc. I love him because he played for my team. And, you know, he led us to the, you know, even though he lost his job, but led us to the NFC Championship that first year with Harbaugh. And, you know, and then next year he lost it because he couldn't throw down the field.
Yeah.
Dink and dunk.
That's Captain Check now right there.
Yeah.
He actually started off in Washington. You know, he came out, was chucking the ball down the field.
Yeah, because he lost his job because the nigga in fucking Kansas City was throwing lasers down the field.
Then next thing you know, he became Captain Checkdown again.
Yeah.
Like, boy, haven't you learned yet? Sometimes you got to put it downfield. You got to receive it wide open downfield.
Physically,
you still waiting for the checkdown.
He just can't do it. Physically, he can't do it. He's been throwing pick sixes all day. And then he lost his job and got the contract extension. That's just what it is. All right, moving on. The Giants. Chase Daniels. No, not Chase Daniels.
No.
What is the boy name?
Jones. Daniel Jones.
He is not the answer, bro.
He is who I said he was back when they drafted him.
Yeah.
He is exactly who I said he was.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good quarterback.
Well, he's the one that only started, what, 9 games in college or some shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1 season. And
and you guys wanted to make him your first round fourth pick or sixth pick?
Who did they pass up? They could have drafted somebody instead of him. They actually brought him up. Who was it that year?
Oh, God.
How many years you been
late? Who else is in their third year? It was,
Haskins? No.
No, not Haskins. Buffalo. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Josh Allen. Because I believe Buffalo picked after New York.
Because didn't they move up to get him?
I believe so. So that they had a chance to get Josh Allen. And they chose Daniel Jones over Josh Allen.
Yeah, because that's right. Because Rosen got chosen over Josh. Donald got chosen over him. Wow.
Yeah. They had a chance to get Josh Allen.
But wasn't Lamar in that draft, too? I think Lamar was in that draft, too. He was the last quarterback taken in the first round.
He was number 32.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So they had their choice to get some pretty decent quarterbacks, and they chose to get this cat because he went to Duke.
Well, they say
he's smart.
They say he can move too. He's athletic. Well, you got to think about this. You have Eli out there getting blasted, throwing the ball down the field, his eyes closed. You need somebody like, we can't just rebuild an offensive line in 1 year, Doc. So we need to get somebody that can move around.
But wait.
Honestly, God, truth. Like, think about it. Eli was out there throwing the ball down the field. They're like, damn, we need somebody that can run.
That is true.
Yeah.
But how athletic is your quarterback when he break off an 80-yard run and fall just out of nowhere? Nobody is around this man, Patrick, and he just falls.
Patrick, that's just like
how athletic is your
That's like a free throw. Ain't nobody on the line, dog. Ain't nobody in the gym. It just happens like that, dog. I ain't gonna never forget that shit. That nigga, he fell hard as a motherfucker, too. That shit was hilarious, dog. The turf got his ass.
Like, you literally outran the defense.
Right.
You were by yourself.
But you know, he ain't never did that ever in his life, dog.
You failed.
Yeah, you could have scored a touchdown, and that did not happen, bro.
How you go from running upright to all of a sudden you leaning forward and you falling?
It's just too simple. That picture don't look right, do it?
Oh, goodness, dog. Nah.
I ain't gonna say what that look like. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah, so that's the NFC East. The NFC North. It seems to me like everybody is trying to force Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's not.
Yeah, he's going to stay there till the end. What? They drafted a quarterback last year.
They got Jordan Love. But in the first round, mind you.
Yeah.
In the first round.
They could have got a receiver or a running back or offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But they chose to get a quarterback because they're trying to force him out. They're trying to do to him what they did to Brett Favre.
Well, at least he's not acting like Brett Favre.
True. Yeah, true. At least he actually worked with the kid.
Yeah.
You know. But I know he felt some type of way, though.
Hell yeah.
You drafted the quarterback in the first round. And I'm supposed to be the franchise quarterback.
Right. But you got to think about it. Look what they got. You know what I'm saying? The motivation probably got them to where they is. Because their team is trash, nigga. Yeah. They don't have nothing for that man, dude.
No, they don't.
And that's sad.
They don't.
Like what we did to them.
Is his only receiver.
What we did to them last year in the playoffs. They defense couldn't stop shit.
Nothing. Especially the running game.
Jesus Christ.
Raheem Mostert was just carving them up.
200. He had the most yards in the playoffs against them, Doc. One game, bruh. He averaged like 10 yards a carry. Just, they couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Just here. First down. Here. First down. That's the game Garoppolo went through like 8 times.
Yeah.
Here.
Because he didn't have to throw.
Yeah. Here. Okay, well, we're going to flip it. Give it to Debo. Here's $10. I mean, it was like 300 yards rushing down that game.
It was stupid.
And Brett Favre just sitting on the sideline. And you know that just, that when you're running, it just takes time off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And just, oh, God. I love Aaron Rodgers, Doug. He's like he has a throw, the best throwing mechanics. It was, what's the dude from Hawaii? He went to USC first, then he went to Hawaii, and he was over there just destroying shit in Hawaii.
Was it Timmy Chang?
No. White boy.
Colt Brennan.
Oh, my God. Colt Brennan. Had the prettiest release, dog.
Yeah.
Until I seen Aaron Rodgers' release. Yeah. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This dude right here can throw the ball, dog.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty and accurate.
Yeah.
You remember that throw he did on the Cowboys? When he caught the duel.
So, next team in the NFC North.
Oh, Antonio caught that ball. That was pretty.
Next team in the NFC North, Detroit, they got their quarterback.
Oh, God.
They going to suck. You know what?
Skip.
0-16. Detroit is going.
They're going to be that bad. 0-16. That ain't going to happen no more, dog. What was that receiver name? Johnny Morton? Was it Johnny Morton?
No,
made
know.
On David Letterman. We won a game. We won a game. We won it 15. Like, oh, dude.
They finna go 0-16 this year. They just got one of the worst quarterbacks in the league in Jared Goff.
I don't care what
kind of numbers he put up. They weren't great numbers.
Right.
He's not a good quarterback. Sorry, Goff, folks. Jared Goff is not a good quarterback.
No, he's not.
I'm sorry. He's not.
Overrated. But then
super
we have
overrated.
The Chicago Bears. What are they going to do? Mitch Trubisky, they didn't pick up his option, so he's done.
Mitch Trubisky is out. They still got old boy on the roster, don't they?
Nick Foles gold.
Yeah, I keep telling you about that, man.
Oh, Lord.
Nick Foles gold. They still got him on the roster.
The Vikings. Yeah, it's Vikings.
Maybe Carson Wentz can go there.
No, they're talking about Garoppolo.
Garoppolo?
Because he's from Illinois.
Okay. Originally. They always try to put people back in their hometown.
Right.
Everybody always don't want to go home and play. I wonder why they keep trying to do that.
Especially him. He want to be a hoe. So
yeah.
He want to be. Matter of fact, he want to be for the Raiders. He want to be on the strip.
Yeah. He need to come on out here.
And being with strippers. Not strippers. Porn stars.
Porn stars, yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Come on out here, Jimmy G. You go and get all the strippers that you like. And prostitution is legal just a county away.
Oh, Lord. This picture is really disturbing me, Doc. I don't know why they keep showing us like that. Are they telling us something?
I don't know.
All right. Anyways, moving on. Oh, well, Kirk Cousins. We already know. Mr. Guarantee.
He suck.
Yeah.
But they can't offload him because they owe him so much money.
Yeah. He's going to be there till the last year. And then they're going to have to swallow all that cap space. Oh, my goodness. Anyways.
We already talked about the NFC West. Mm-hmm. Yep, all them quarterbacks that's over there.
AFC now.
AFC. Let's go with the AFC North. Let's start with the Steelers. So the Steelers just picked up Dwayne Haskins.
Well, he out of his home city now, so maybe he can focus.
Maybe he can focus.
And now since he got cut in his second year as a player, maybe this is gonna do something for him.
Yeah, cause definitely a wake up call.
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin, you know,
he don't play that.
I think Mike this Tomlin is last year. That. If he don't do something, do something. I think this might be.
Well, they gotta get some help up there too. Mm-hmm. You know, their offensive line is decent.
They won what, 12 games and just lost the last four?
I'm going to tell you why.
Big Ben.
Look at their schedule. The first 11 games, they went 11-0, right? Huh? Yeah. The first 11 games, they played cupcakes. Everybody they played in the first 11 games had losing schedule.
NFL, it was cupcakes?
Yes. Everybody that they played in that first 11 games had sub-500 record. Everybody. Those four games that they lost, they were all winning teams. But so hold on. They were a fraud.
But the division was pretty good. The Browns made the playoffs.
Yeah, the Browns.
The Ravens made the playoffs. The Bengals is the only one that sucked in that division.
They also lost to those teams.
That's a good point.
They also lost to those
point.
Teams.
That's a good point.
They beat the Bengals.
But
who didn't beat the Bengals?
Right. But Big Ben. It's over for him, Doc. Yeah. It's over for him.
He wasn't looking too good.
He can't take a hit no more.
Yeah.
Can't throw down the field. Nah. He's in that division with Eli Phillip Rivers. It might be time for you to walk, bro.
Yeah, because he was in that draft class with them.
Yeah.
And now he's the only one left.
Yeah. And then on top of that, they said he was the one that he never took care of himself. You know, he's drinking.
Look how big he got.
Yeah. He's drinking.
He literally lived up to his name, Big Ben.
He was drinking. Remember he got into the wreck on his motorcycle?
Yeah.
You know?
That man, every year, Ben is adding another chin to his face.
You can't do that.
He got about 16 chins now.
Damn, and that's crazy. Man. You think about it, the guys that he had around him, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, are both in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if they would have kept him.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Antonio Brown is for the Bucks, and Le'Veon Bell is for the Chiefs.
That's crazy.
You would have kept him. Hey, you might have been in a Super Bowl this year.
They have. But they kind of got rid of themselves, though.
Yeah, they did. They both for us. Because then Le'Veon Bell set out a whole year.
Yep.
And then
Somebody wants to focus on his rap career.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. I never even heard a song from you, bro.
Never.
I got to be a Stiller fan. Stiller fans probably don't listen to that shit, dog. Come on now. Antonio Brown was just crazy.
Yeah,
he was often, you know. Tom Brady had to probably talk to him like, "Hey,
if I let you touch Giselle every now and then, you gonna be right. You gonna act right. If I just let you get a little piece of Giselle, you gonna act right."
He wouldn't act right. Because remember, he signed with the Patriots.
Yeah,
and was still sending threatening text messages
to his girlfriend, whatever, baby mama, whatever she is.
It was just a trainer.
Was it a trainer?
Yeah, remember she won't say he raped her?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and then he sent those group messages and everybody's talking about her. Hey, bro, you sleep with your trainer. Like, come on, dude, you know, do this. They're trying to get money out of you. Anyways, so.
Everybody else in the AFC North is taken care of.
Yeah, they all got their quarterbacks.
Bengals. Burrow. That's right, he got hurt.
Yeah,
Burrow got hurt.
ACL, PCL. So. Yeah.
So he should be back next year. Sometime during the season, he'll be back next year.
Right.
AFC East. Patriots.
If they don't have a quarterback, don't know what they're going to do.
They're going to play Jared Stidham. That's going to be their quarterback, Jared Stidham. He's going to come in there and he's going to save the franchise. Jared Stidham is going to save the Patriots.
They would have put his ass out there last year.
They did.
Yeah, and look what happened. Yeah, they had to put.
They had to immediately reinsert Cam.
Yeah, trash. Bills got their quarterback. Now the Jets are up in the air. Sam Donald's up in the air. They don't know if they're going to keep
him. I don't think they picked up his fifth-year option.
I don't think so either. So he's going to go somewhere else.
Yep.
And you know him and Josh Allen, they work out together all the time.
Okay.
But he plays for the Jets, dog. It's just Name a receiver for the Jets.
Wankerbeck.
What?
Wankerbeck.
You talking about Wankerbeck that was there when Vinny Testaverde was there? Come on, bro. Or what's that dude name that couldn't throw down the field? Chad Pennington.
Chad Pennington.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Stop.
That's the only receivers I know. Oh, yeah. Wait. No.
Oh, Braylon Edwards played for them.
Yeah, because he's not there no more.
Yeah, Braylon Edwards did play for them. I remember he played there. I think that's the first team he went to after Cleveland.
Ah, goodness.
Yeah.
They just need a whole rebuild.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that bullshit coach that they had, Mr. Big Eyes, looking crazy.
Adam Gase.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr.
I swear, if he gets another head coaching job.
No, it's over. It's over. Mind. Come on now. It's over. It's over now.
I will lose my mind if he even gets another
head coaching job. They said only reason he was in the job because Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was making the phone calls for him.
Well, Peyton Manning needed to just keep doing his freaking insurance commercials and shut the hell up.
They said because of that, you know, that playoff run with the Broncos. You know, he's the offensive coordinator. So, you know, they got the loyalty to.
Some coordinators just don't need to be head coaches.
Yeah, I know, Mike March.
He was one of them.
That's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, Lord.
Jim Tom Sula.
Jim Tom Sula.
He didn't last that 1 year.
I'm so glad we fired him. God, him and Mike Nolan. Thank you, Lord. I don't pray for anybody's demise, but good grief. They were terrible. Good grief. Anyway.
So the Bills got their quarterback. The Patriots, blah 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 blah. Jets, blah 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 blah.
And
Dolphins, they got Tua down there, but the team don't believe in Tua. So nah,
they got Tua and they still got Fitzmagic.
I think he had free agent.
Fitzmagic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they probably but they might need to bring him back because he was actually balling like.
Yeah, but you know, Fitzmagic is one of those quarterbacks. He'll wow you and dazzle you for 6 games. If that 7th game come around, Fitzmagic just disappears.
Well, hey,
it goes bye bye. You don't see it anymore. Mm-mm-mm. I'll tell you, unless he's coming off the bench, then it'll give you a good game, you know. And then after that, it's just spotty. It's like Wi-Fi, spotty. Mm-hmm. It's like the T-Mobile service.
60 terrible. Minutes, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. AFC.
AFC West.
West.
Chargers had a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. That boy balled out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Raiders.
Are they going to keep Carr or what?
I don't know.
Because they said John Gruden never liked Carr.
Yeah.
So
he said he did, but.
Yeah, never liked that dude.
Yeah.
But who you going to go get? This is year 3 with him, right?
Who, David Carr?
No, Gruden.
Gruden, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to say give up on him?
Year 3 of a 10-year, $100 million.
Stupid shit.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, you should never get to do that much money.
That's so stupid. Then you got Mr. Bubble Butt as your freaking GM. Apparently, he's not a good GM. He's good at commentating on the freaking...
NFL Network, right?
On the... what is that thing that he was always commentating on?
Twitter?
The Combine. He was good commentating on the Combine, but you know, as far as picking talent for a team, nah.
No.
He could pick them at the Combine, but as far as actually evaluating them for his own team, yeah, he ain't so good at it.
Yeah.
Ain't so good at it. Wow. So yeah, we don't know what they're going to do. I think, hell, bring Deshaun Watson here. Bring him here. Because they, if you really think about it, They're literally a few defensive pieces and a quarterback away.
Yeah, but they're not. You think Houston finna take David Carr?
Nah.
Come on now. Like, nah, assets? Come on now.
Not unless they throw a few first-round picks in there.
Like, what, 6 of them?
Because I think they might have a couple first-round picks.
They're not taking them.
Or was that? No, that was this year's draft they did.
Usually when they trade them out of the division, out of the conference. They're not finna trade. So that's not happening. And the Broncos, they got faith in the quarterback.
So, who's that? Drew Lock, right?
Drew Lock. Yeah, he's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's his only problem.
Yeah.
So staying healthy because whoever is behind him, who is behind him?
I don't know. It was a dude that you remember. They didn't have a quarterback, like because everybody tested positive for COVID.
That's right.
And they had to put the damn receiver out there. I can't even think who that second quarterback was, but they got blew the fuck out.
Ah, goodness.
So there you have
it. Maybe that's why they moved John Elway out the GM role.
Hey,
like, dude, you're stupid.
Yeah, you're a legend here, but you know, you can't. You know, all the quarterbacks you can pick, Brock Osweiler and Peyton. Was it Braxton Peyton or Braden Paxton?
Paxton
Braden, or I don't know shit.
Paxton Miller. Paxton Miller.
It was a cat from Memphis. I don't know.
But was it Paxton Miller?
No, I don't remember that cat right. name.
Paxton, put it that way. Yeah. Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch.
There you go. Yes, that's it. Paxton Lynch.
Yeah. Trash.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they haven't had a quarterback since Peyton.
So. Nah.
Which only been 5-6 years, yeah, but that was
the downside of Peyton.
Yeah. Couldn't throw the ball. Last year, the defense did that Super Bowl because, you know, yeah. that year they got it with Seattle. I remember we was at your house, man. That was just like Percy Harvin taking it to the house, Russell taking it to the house. I'm like, Jesus, what's going on here?
Yep.
That game was over at halftime. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
So,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Who do we leave out? We leave out any other AFC?
Yeah. The Chiefs need to get rid of Patrick Mahomes.
Chiefs about to win another Super Bowl.
That dude is trash.
They about to win another Super Bowl.
He's trash. He's not even worth the contract they gave him. Yeah, so we ain't got to talk about that. That dude right there is the best quarterback in the league right now.
Hell
so.
Yeah.
All right, AFC. Is it North? No.
We did North.
South.
Yeah. Who the hell is in the AFC South?
The Colts, Jaguars, Texans, and help me out here. Colts, Jaguars, Texans. Jeez.
Whoever it is, they all need quarterbacks.
Put yeah. Phillip Rivers retired. Deshaun Watson don't want to be there. Oh, never mind. The Titans.
Titans, that's right.
Yeah, they don't want to got a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who they got? Tannehill, right?
Tannehill. They just gave him money. Then they got King Henry. And that's not going nowhere. So the other three teams,
they all need quarterbacks. Yeah. Jacksonville need a quarterback.
Which they're going to get one. They're going to get the number one pick. They're going to get Trevor Lawrence. Going to go down there.
Welcome to Jacksonville.
Yeah. we sit there talking about the Jets. We keep forgetting about Justin Fields. Going to get drafted there.
Oh, he got they got the third pick, right? Or second pick. You think they might go Fields?
I think they're going to go Fields. Because the dude from BYU and the dude from North Dakota, I don't think they up on the list yet. I think one of them is going to fall to the Patriots. Like, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the dude from BYU, the 38-year-old rookie, and the dude from North Dakota. You know how it go with them. So,
yeah. If they can get a quarterback late, they will.
Yeah, if they can move out the first round, get a quarterback in the second or third round, and trade them picks.
True. Because they love moving out of the first round.
Yeah. Oh, Richard Seymour? What? How much money you want?
Get him out of here.
Yeah, he went straight to Oakland and stunk it up, too.
We don't want to pay anybody.
Yeah.
We didn't even want to pay our franchise quarterback.
Exactly.
He took a discount double check every season.
Every season. He never been highest paid, even when MVP. Nope. Like,
nope.
What the fuck, dude? The year he had Moss, he was still like the 12th highest paid receiver.
Yeah.
Tom Brady took some pay cuts, dude.
Serious pay cuts. That's why when he signed that contract down there with Tampa, he was like, you know what?
I'm doing
I gotta get
all.
Paid.
Yeah, fuck it.
I gotta get paid. Give me 2 years, $50 million. Guaranteed.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
Nah, not at all. Plus, he in the state. No state tax, too.
Oh, man, he's cleaning up.
He living nice off that $25 million a year.
And he living in Derek Jeter's house.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The house he's staying in Tampa, that's Derek Jeter's house. You know.
Okay.
So...
probably got some secret grottos for bringing hoes in, and you know, we know Tom got some hoes. Giselle ain't his only hoe.
Oh, look at this dude.
He got some hoes.
He said, calling a man wife a hoe. I'm like, damn. Serious shit.
Him and his avocado ice cream.
Yeah, for real. Nasty ass shit. So,
Tom say he want to play till he's 45.
Well,
next year. He's 44. He just turned 44.
He just turned 44?
Tom is going to be 45 next football season.
Fuck it. Just push it to 50.
Might as well. You keep playing at the level you're playing at now. Might as well.
Right. And they keep supplying you with weapons, and your boy Gronkowski came back. Matter of fact, Tom got so much power, he probably can get Aaron Hernandez out of jail. No, I'm joking.
Nigga, we gonna dead. Go ahead. We gonna.
I forgot he dead. My bad. Jesus. My bad. He hung himself. Damn.
Jesus. We gonna go ahead.
Maybe he can make the call to God.
We gonna end the show on that note.
Maybe he can call God and say, "Hey,
y'all have a good one. Be easy." Peace. Jesus.